Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The future is dicey for the only thoroughbred track in New England. Suffolk Downs, which straddles East Boston and Revere, has warned that this year will be its last unless it wins the right to host a casino. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports.
Race day at Suffolk Downs. It's a sunny weekend day with highs in the low 80s. That should mean big crowds at any entertainment venue. But today, attendance is sparse. It's a far cry from the days when Suffolk Downs could attract as many as 60,000 patrons in a single day.
When I started back in 85, you could look out into the grandstand. You wouldn't see the pavement at all. It was packed.
Tammy Piermarini, a jockey who has been racing for 29 years. She's the third winningest female jockey in all of thoroughbred racing. But she's not seeing crowds the way she used to.
And now you look out there, and a lot of these people are owners or trainers or grooms. Or if you catch a Saturday or a holiday, you'll have a few more people.
Piermarini's not sure how much longer she'll be here. The 79-year-old Suffolk Downs has been struggling for years, losing money since 2007. Track COO Chip Tuttle says its owners have lost about $50 million since then.
The ownership here has been extraordinarily patient. They've been willing to make that investment on the idea that there may be a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
That pot of gold, a potential casino. Tuttle says this will likely be Suffolk Downs' last year of racing, unless the track and its partner, Mohegan Sun, win a license to build a casino in Revere. The State Gaming Commission will award only one license in Greater Boston. Suffolk Downs and Mohegan are competing with Las Vegas casino mogul Steve Wynn and his proposal for Everett. If Mohegan Sun loses its bid for a license, Tuttle says all 325 Suffolk Downs employees will lose their jobs. Jockeys and horse trainers who are not employed by the track but still make their living here will also lose an important source of income. Jay Bernardini, a trainer and horse owner, says there are also jobs that rely on the horse racing industry.
There are a lot of local people, farm people, breeders, and local jobs that are going to just become non-existent. Other of us, myself, someone like Tammy that's perennial leading rider, we're going to continue working. For me, it might mean selling my house, moving my son, and no longer being a member of the community.
A study commissioned by Suffolk Downs says some 1,500 jobs are tied to Massachusetts horse racing. With the casino license, the study says that number would more than double. Once again, Chip Tuttle.
Not everyone can work in the innovation economy. We're not talking about people who have skill sets that are transferable to, you know, we've got hardworking, decent people. They're mutual tellers. They work in maintenance here. They work with horses. For many of them, it's a way of life.
Expanded gambling has helped revive tracks in other parts of the country. Charlestown Races in West Virginia opened a casino and saw daily purses, the payout to riders, trainers, and owners, increase nearly eightfold. Higher purses attract better horses. Better horses attract more people. More people at the track equals more betting, and Suffolk hopes a return to profitability. Without the casino, Tuttle says there's not much hope. Only a handful of American racetracks turn a profit without some kind of expanded gambling.
We're not at the end of the road here, but we're getting close to the end of the road. And you know, for those of us who got into this because of racing, not gaming, and for the people who work here, you know, they're good, hardworking people, we'd like to see this continue.
Suffolk Downs will find out whether it gets a casino license around Labor Day. There's also a proposed ballot question to outlaw casino gambling. In the next month, the state Supreme Court is expected to rule whether that initiative can move forward. In the meantime, New England's only thoroughbred racetrack, possibly in its last season, is hoping for that pot of gold casino gambling could bring. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.